Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Wheat was up sharply on Thursday, and the cattle rally continues, led mostly by the feeder cattle market. Virginia McGathy has more.
Cattle is higher today. There's been some renewed buyer support. It looks like we're having somewhat of a supply squeeze, and that's really underpinning the futures and kind of giving it a lift. And it looks like it's very possible that it could be long term. And the reason I say that is because feeders are surging. Now, they're coming off a limit up move, and there has been some significant placement reductions. That's what really sparked it all.
In closing markets, Chicago July wheat futures closed up 10 cents to 514 and a half. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 12 and a quarter cents to 464. July corn closed up 7 cents to 327 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein up as well, ranging from $6 to $6.10. Club wheat of ordinary protein a nickel higher, ranging from $6.10 to $7.75. Dark Northern spring wheat prices up 6 cents, ranging from $6.24 and a quarter to $6.79 and a quarter for 14% protein. Rolling to the August futures on the live cattle, up 45 cents to 101.17 and a half. Feeder cattle for August up $1.47 and a half to $135.50. Class 3 milk down yesterday 3 cents to $17.90. This has been your Market Line Report. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.